This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are now back live in the InfoWars World Headquarters here in Austin, Texas. Owen Schroyer taking us the rest of the way here on today's Alex Jones Show transmission. We got great guests coming up, including Paulo Figueiredo, a great Brazilian journalist who's basically now had to escape Brazil and live in the United States to talk about what's going on with the Supreme Court and Elon Musk and free speech in Brazil. And then Diane Kaiser, who was a very popular guest a few weeks ago, so popular we've decided to bring her back. And we're going to open up the phone lines with your questions for her today as well. But first, let's just witness, let's just observe how dumb liberals truly are. And this isn't to sit here and say, oh, let's have a laugh, let's have a gag, it's all fun and games. These people want to control policy. These people want to control policy. They want to control the education system. They want to control you. And this is how dumb they are. Here's Sheila Jackson Lee. I guess she's getting Jupiter and the moon confused, talking to high school students that the moon is made of gas in clip 12.
Provide unique light and energy so that you have the energy of the moon at night. And sometimes you've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle,
whoa,
which is made up mostly of gases.
Ah.
And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon? Are the gases such that we could do that? The sun is a mighty powerful heat that is almost impossible to go near the sun.
Almost impossible.
The moon is more manageable. And you will see you'll see in a couple of years that NASA is going back to the moon.
So the moon is made of gas that makes it livable. No, actually, you need a spacesuit to be on the moon. I guess that's news to Sheila Jackson Lee. And it's almost impossible to be near the sun. Almost impossible. Well, Sheila, let's fire you up next to the sun and see how possible it is then. Okay, as if that's not sad enough, the woman doesn't even know how to put on a pair of glasses. I'm not even kidding you. Look at how she fumbles and bumbles and can't even put the eclipse glasses on. This is just truly embarrassing. Continue. All right, staring at the sun. Now it goes for attempt number one with the glasses. Struggling, fails, doesn't take. Attempt number two now looking down. Can't get him over the bridge of the nose. Still attempting, fails again. Okay, now looking around confused, maybe looking for some help. It's not getting it, still failing. Glasses still not on the nose. Okay, now she's giving up, now she's going to refocus. Now a two-handed effort. Okay, trying again, fail number four. And now she's just... Okay, fail number five. Now going for number six behind the ears. Still can't get it over the eyes. Okay, has to two-hand it and hold it up now. And blows a whistle for no reason. I don't know where she got... Who gave her that whistle? And now she's walking away from the podium. And now she's just given up. She's just going to have to hold the glasses over her eyes. And she can't get them on her head. And we're still wondering what the whistle was about. And now she's off frame. Can't even put glasses on. Now, here's The View, well known for its high IQ and acumen here. They figured it out, folks. What really caused the eclipse?
We've got a solar eclipse. We've got
the
earthquake. Ran down the hallway.
The rapture is here.
The rapture's here. And then also I learned that the cicadas are coming.
Cicadas.
For the first time in
two different kinds of cicadas. The good cicadas and the bad cicadas.
But for the first time in many, many years.
No, every 17 years this happens.
Well, that's not what I read, but maybe, you know better.
In a way.
I would say all those things
together. What did you read?
What maybe lead want to believe that, you know, either climate change exists.
Oh, climate change!
Or earth-turning.
Earthquakes are not the
Again,
of climate
the
change.
Cicadas, different breeds, come out every 10 years, 7 years, 17 years. It all happens that they're aligning. Eclipses happen on the same sort of a calendar time scale. So that means climate change, says the View. These morons want to run your life.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
There's not really a better guest you can get to talk about the issue with the Brazilian Supreme Court and censorship than Paulo Figueiredo. He's award-winning journalist, and he's dealt with the corruption at the Supreme Court personally. He's basically had to escape in exile to the United States of America, so you can't really get a better guest on this subject than Paulo. He joins us shortly, but first we have Alex Jones on the line breaking in live. Alex, go ahead.
Oh, and I'm just watching you, and you've got to take that last 5 minutes and add this onto the end of it and put it at the top of my extra calendar of all shows. That is the most hilarious stuff ever, with Sheila Jackson Lee saying that the moon is a gas ball like Jupiter or Saturn, and that, you know, and that the sun got close to it, doesn't even understand that the moon orbits the Earth, and it doesn't understand it's rock. I mean, this is just insane. But that's the audience that they're targeting, and there are black people, there are white people, there are groups everywhere that are this dumb, and I'm sorry to say it's mainly women, there are a lot of smart women too. It's all voodoo. Oh, the cicadas are global warming. Oh, a dust storm is global warming. Oh, we had an eclipse because of global warming, and then she can't put paper glasses on her ears. But that's who the globalists want. They want the dumbest, most mindless people, or senile people like Fetterman or like Biden. The people behind the scenes can manipulate and control. So that was an incredible video. It reminded me of the congressman from Georgia. What's his name? I ran into him a few years ago. We can probably find the clip and put it in here. In
fact,
we'll add this.
He thinks that islands float. Hank Johnson.
Yeah. Hank Johnson literally was asking an admiral, well, okay, if you've got Guam as a military base on it, if we get too many people on one side of the island, could the island capsize? He doesn't understand it's a mountain or hill that's under the ocean, and a tip is sticking up. Like, I'm in Hawaii right now. These are the biggest mountains in the world. They're bigger than the Himalayas. It's just 95% of them is under the water, okay? Because, you know, it's 10, 15,000 feet deep out there, and then there's mountains that are 10,000 feet up, you know, 5,000 feet above that. Imagine believing that islands are floating. This is so insane, and literally that's who they're recruiting. I mean, look at Fannie Willis. Look at that, you know, crazy judge in New York. These are very low IQ people. That's why the Bar Association all over the country, the state bars are getting rid of the bar exam. And I was recently in family court because issues. No problems on my side. It's just that, but the point is, I'm there, and I'm sitting there for 6 hours waiting to have my little hearing. And I'm sitting there. and I'm watching the new lawyers that looked like they were like 18 years old because it was a packed court, 30-minute hearings going on, and they literally did not know what planet they were on. And so this is a very dangerous trend. IQs are dropping. People are being deliberately dumbed down on purpose. And I just wanted to say that we should take that video from earlier, put the Hank Johnson on the end of it as well, and just begin to illustrate this. It's like when I had the heir to the Rothschild fortune on in my film Endgame. He put a children's book out saying polar bears couldn't swim and we need to have a global carbon tax. And I said, listen, NASA has scanners and photos of the ice caps of Mars getting smaller, and they admit it's because the sun had heated up. And that was like 17 years ago. About 10 years ago, the sun kind of cooled down for a while. That's why suddenly temperatures went down. He said, no, the sun doesn't drive heat or anything. He goes, no. It's because Mars is closer to the sun than the Earth. So he didn't even know that it's Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, and then you go out to the gas giants, all the way out to Uranus, and then, of course, you've got the Kuiper Belt, and you've got Pluto, no longer the ninth planet, because they've got hundreds of them out there. But this is just next level, no connection to reality. I see official government reports. I'll let go to your guests. I apologize for cutting in here. There was an official Department of Energy report put out through the White House just a month ago, and I'm reading the report. Robert Guerra brought it to me, and it says right in the report, we need to get away from fossil fuels and only use electricity. Now, they didn't say from solar or hydroelectric or wind. They just said we need to get rid of gas and oil and all these other bad fossil fuels and only use electricity, as if electricity comes out of their ass or something. So they don't understand any of this. They talk about how they're so smart and they're so incredible, but the statistics and studies show leftists, depending on the study, are 7 to 9 times more likely to steal, 6 to 7 times more likely to be completely deceptive. They're also up to 9 times more likely to never give to charity, but something like 8 or 9 times more prone to tell you that they're giving to charity. They are grifters. They are disingenuous from the bottom all the way to the top. And then they steal the inventions of good people. They steal the wealth of the population. It needs to come to an end. Just incredible footage of that woman, literally. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm serious. I know people with Down syndrome who are way smarter than her. But that she is a snapshot of the Democratic Party. I mean, AOC, remember, she first got elected, she said, we need to stop having the New York program to grow cauliflower because it's a white vegetable and it's a white person food. No, lady, it's funny. It's actually from Africa. That's actually where again, ladies and gentlemen, this is next level. Remember when the Daily Beast, they weren't trolling, said that milk is racist because it's white? All right, I'm going to let you take over, but we are going to defeat these people. The private Federal Reserve and generations ago got control. They were competent evil people. But now a bunch of incompetent evil people are in control and are starting a nuclear war with Russia. We got to take the keys away from our lobotomized grandmas and grandpas. God bless you. I'm Schroeder. Now back to your amazing guest.
All right, there's Alex Jones. We will put that up on his Twitter account, and you can share that far and wide. Let's get it millions of views so people understand the true idiocracy that we're dealing with. Now, dealing with corruption. Elon Musk going up against the Brazilian Supreme Court, which under Lula's dictatorship has gone farther than ever, maybe even too far. But Paulo Figueiredo has dealt with them personally. He's basically in exile in the United States. He joins me now to talk about this issue. Paulo, I don't know if you want to start with some just kind of general context of you dealing with the Brazilian Supreme Court, and then we can kind of get into the latest with Elon Musk and then the response. But unfortunately, really, the Brazilian Supreme Court, run by leftists, this is nothing new for them to act in such a dictator way.
Thank you for having me, Owen. It's nothing new. The actual news is that Elon Musk uncovered everything that was going on and the world didn't know. The reason why the world didn't know what was going on was because the mainstream media had been pretty much putting everything under the rug. And the same way, I call the New York Times correspondent in Brazil right now our version of Walter Duranty. I don't know if you heard of him. He was the correspondent of the New York Times in the Soviet Union during the Holodomor. And he said everything was fine over there, no violations, nothing to see here. Actually, things are pretty good here, while millions and millions of people were being murdered. So that's who the correspondent of the New York Times in Brazil looks like to us, because the mainstream media pretty much doesn't report what's happening. So in my case, for example, I was on mainstream media TV, prime time, doing regular Brazilian TV, really cable. And my show was the number one in the country. And suddenly, one day, I woke up, and this same judge that Elon Musk is uncovering, he had ordered my passport, my Brazilian passport, to be canceled. I was already here in the U.S. I was living here. I have been living here for quite some time. And I was broadcasting from here. If I were in Brazil, I would be in prison. But he canceled. Since he couldn't arrest me, he canceled my passport. He froze all my considerable assets in Brazil. He issued a fine. He pretty much opened up all my bank accounts and tax returns for him to look. So it's and he blocked all my social media in Brazil, including my X account with 1.4 million followers. So that's how I've been. And that was in December 2022, so before Lula. After,
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Justice, who is demanding ex-censor accounts that are doing what exactly? What is it that this judge didn't want people to see? What is it that just this judge was demanding that ex-censor?
Well, we have two real faces on this. The first one is the one that we learned last week through Michael Schellenberger's Twitter Files Brazil, his version of the Twitter Files. And we learned that everything that was happening in the U.S. That was being done by the deep state, I mean, like FBI officials putting pressure on social media to remove content, shadow ban conservatives, let's get rid of this Hunter Biden laptop story and stuff like that. But that was almost informal, right? It was a soft pressure that the social media platforms greatly accepted, right? In Brazil, that was happening institutionally with court orders. So it's the same thing. It's the same mentality, but through different means. Because in the U.S., you have the First Amendment, and so government can really interfere with free speech, supposedly. It was supposed to be like that. In Brazil, we don't have a First Amendment as strong as in the U.S. Freedom of speech isn't under our constitution, but we don't have the tradition as strong as in the U.S. So it was happening institutionally. And that was during Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro was trying to stop it, but the Supreme Court was harassing him all the time, and the Supreme Court saw powerful in Brazil, way more powerful than the president. So then these guys from the Supreme Court released Lula from prison, unconvicted him of his crimes, nullified his convictions, and then this same judge, that's the Supreme Court judge, who's overseen and responsible for all that, Alexandre de Moraes, the guy who looks like a James Bond villain.
Literally.
This same... Yeah, literally. It's like Voldemort, Darth Vader, James Bond villain, big your villain.
It's crazy. Like he's in like, it looks like a Slytherin dark wizard outfit or something. And like all he needs is a wand.
Exactly. So that guy also oversees the whole electoral court in Brazil, who has the fully electronic, centralized, impossible to be audited voting system. And so you type your number in the machine, it goes to their computer in the central electoral court, he's the president, they tell you the results. So that's how it is in Brazil. And he's the president, he hates Bolsonaro, he's the president of the court. So he definitely, what we learned from the Twitter files, that he put his finger on the scale in order to censor Bolsonaro supporters and censor conservative hashtags, even hashtags asking for more transparency on the electoral system. He orders social media platforms, and they all accepted it, including Twitter, to do so. And they did. They blocked profiles of members of Congress, sitting members of Congress. They blocked journalists like myself, and that's what we learned. That was phase one. Then phase two came. Lula got elected, so no holds barred anymore. They could do whatever they want, and then they amplified their powers. And what Elon Musk revealed recently was that they were asking Twitter or X, whatever, to change their terms of service to ban people in Brazil. I'm talking about journalists like myself, ban people all globally from Twitter, saying that they violated the terms of service of Twitter when it was actually a court order. So you wouldn't even know that you were being removed by an order of the Supreme Court. And that was when Elon Musk said, enough, I have a platform, I purchased this platform to protect freedom of speech, supposedly, and what, I'm going to deplatform people now and pretend it was me, but it was actually a court order? No, that's too much. And then he picked this fight, and after that, he's now being criminally investigated in the same probe that I am, which is very interesting.
Well, they do the same thing here, and that's why the path right now of Brazil and the United States, it's very similar. We get a populist, nationalist, right-wing candidate in a position of leadership as the president, and then the left comes in and essentially just steals the election, just steals it from the country, steals the country, if you will, in a way. And that's what traditionally, I mean, you look throughout human history, and Brazil's been through it before, that's what communists do. And sadly, it looks like we're having to relearn these lessons of the 20th century. But what's amazing is, again, you had the same thing going on in America where the left-wing leadership was positioning themselves in a relationship with the social media giants to censor whatever they viewed as opposition or dissidence to their narrative, to their agenda. And this exact same thing, it turns out, was going on in Brazil. I mean, it's almost like the two things are mirroring each other. Maybe the timing is different. Obviously, some of the players and the tactics are different. But it's like the same thing. The left in America getting into a relationship with the social media giants to censor their opposition. The left in Brazil getting into a relationship with the social media giants to censor their opposition. I mean, you say you'd be in prison if you weren't living in the United States right now. There are Americans in prison. I went to prison. I mean, so what do you make of that? What do you make of that kind of similarities in what we're going through right now as Brazilian patriots and American patriots?
It's the same mentality, the same ideology. I like playing and joking. It's the same virus. We just have different immune systems in different countries. So when the virus attack, it looks where your immune system is weaker. If it's on the kidney, it goes to the kidney. If it's on the lungs, it goes to the lungs. That's why people have different symptoms. That's exactly what's happening. The U.S. has a better immune system in general than Brazil. But I'm sure I don't have to tell you that the courts here they're pretty political here as well. They're becoming more and more political. I don't have to tell you that, or Alex Jones, or you guys are aware of that, how political the justice system became in the world and in the United States, and of course in Brazil. In Brazil, the Supreme Court is completely taken. So you have this same ideology, and sometimes the players, they interact, and they're very well connected, to the point that this is not an exaggeration. The Department of State sent several public officials to Brazil before the election to put pressure on Brazilian public officials, on generals, on military leaders, to not challenge the electoral results in case Lula won. And why? Why would they do that? Why would they interfere? Why would they want Lula, who is pro-Hamas, pro-China, pro-Iran, pro-everything, that pro-Venezuela, why would they want him in power so badly? So you see there's a connection. And the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court in Brazil was the most highest ranked official of Brazil in Davos on the Global Economic Forum, World Economic Forum this year. So they hang out together all the time. It's all connected. I don't know how much of it's orchestrated. That's a good question. But they share interests. They share mentality. And they act through whatever means they have. And the means they have in the U.S. are not, for now, they're not as powerful as they have in Brazil, because in Brazil they have the supreme, all-powerful Supreme Court. But I don't think that's too far away from the U.S. I mean, Owen, tell me, you're the American. What would happen if we had five justices of the Supreme Court that were appointed by Democrat presidents?
I will answer that question on the other side of this break. We are up against a break. This is a perfect cliffhanger. It's almost as if Paolo's a professional, been doing this for a while and good at it. So we'll be right back and I'll answer that question.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth, and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great if you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
My guest, Paolo Figueredo, he is the expert when it comes to the corruption dealing with the Brazilian Supreme Court and this judge who's now in it with Elon Musk, Alexandre de Moraes. And he also knows a little thing or two about media as one of the top, if not the top, show host in Brazil before being forced to come to the United States in exile because he was being targeted by the same corrupt judge. But he asked me what would happen if the Supreme Court in the United States became political and had all these similar powers that the Brazilian Supreme Court has. And, you know, first off, I would say that the difference we have right now is the Supreme Court in Brazil is dominated by leftists and communists, and we don't really have that issue right now in the United States. So they don't they couldn't really pull that off. However, there is no doubt in my mind that the Democrat Party has an agenda to pack the Supreme Court so that they can have a majority. And at that point, who knows what they will do? Now, the institutional powers that the United States Supreme Court has and the Brazilian Supreme Court has are obviously different. But what we've learned is, go ahead.
They're not. They're actually not. That's the thing. The Supreme Court in Brazil couldn't legally do what they're doing. So they opened a probe and they started to investigate something. But who decided they had this power? They did. In any country in the world, in the accusatory system, so the accusatory system presupposes, and that's the bedrock of the legal system in the Western world, that the people who do the trial to judge the issue is different from the person who does the accusation, right? That's the accusatory system, different from the inquisitory system. So in Brazil, supposedly, the Department of Justice would have it to open an investigation. This investigation was opened by the Supreme Court to investigate crimes committed against them. So the way they found to do so is that they said, well, we have on our statutes a provision saying that we can open an investigation if a crime, an internal investigation, if a crime was committed within the premises of the Supreme Court. So this is what they said. Since the crimes were committed on the internet, meaning people saying bad things about them, well, that's within the scope of something happening inside the court. And let me tell you something. The United States Supreme Court has exactly the same provision. And they did so. They did use this provision when they leaked information about the overturn of Roe v. Wade. So it's not even a loophole because it's ridiculous. Of course not. Of course this is illegal. Of course you can't open an investigation. Of course you can take 5 years investigating with cautionary measures, with arrest, assets frozen, and all that without any type of oversight. There's no one to appeal. But who decides if it's illegal or if it's legal? Only the Supreme Court. So that's what we call juristocracy. It's not a democracy anymore. And that's great for the globalists because, look, in the democratic institutions, you have all these checks and balances. It's tedious. You have to elect a bunch of people. But if a court decides, well, the court has the power of creating laws, as I'm sure the country where abortion was legal thanks to a Supreme Court decision knows. Okay, so Americans know that the court can come up with laws that doesn't exist. Okay, so plus the courts have judicial review power. So if they have judicial review power, they can invalidate any laws. So you don't need Congress for anything because they can create, or the second branch, they can create laws and they can review and pretty much disconsider laws. So they can do both. So the third thing that they can do through the means I just told you is that they can persecute opposition. And when we start cracking down opposition, everyone tries to run for their lives. So that way you silence opposition. And that's how you take over a country. And that's how they took over my country.
Well, you know, I'm so glad
that happened to America.
Yeah, I'm so glad you point that out because I just sit here and I see them doing this and I'm assuming it's within their scope of legality, and so it's obviously not. Mm-hmm. So this is the danger then that we face here in America, where and again, this is what communists have to do. And I don't want to have to be redundant here because I talk about this every day, but it's basically common sense when it comes to policy. If the left wing, if a liberal, if a communist, whatever, if it's their policy to control your life, to tell you what you can and can't do, can and can't say, can or can't eat, what energy you can use. Well, then they have to have the power to do that. They have to have the power and control over your life. They have to have institutional power. It's the bedrock of everything that their policy exists. So whatever way they can wield that power, they're going to take it, whether it's the president, whether it's the Supreme Court. And so that's what we see happening in Brazil. I'm afraid the same thing could happen here as you might be to the United States Supreme Court. I don't think we're close, maybe, but it could happen overnight. And so that's what's so dangerous about this. So when you ask me, well, what if it happens with the Supreme Court? I mean, I suppose they'll do the same thing. They'll do the same thing that they're doing in Brazil, and they'll go after Trump or they'll go after Musk. They already have all these different bureaucracies that are going after Musk, that are going after Trump, that are going after InfoWars. They'll just add that to their list of weaponized government institutions to go after their opposition. Any dissidency to the power when it comes to communism has to be removed and destroyed. It is part of the picture.
There's a famous Brazilian author that says, he passed away many years ago, but he used to say that the worst type of dictatorship is a judiciary dictatorship because you have nowhere to appeal. And that's exactly what's happening. So what are their powers? You ask, oh, I thought this was within their scope. It's not. But they have the power to decide whatever is in their scope because they are the ones that interpret the Constitution. So meaning they can do whatever they want. And the same thing with the Supreme Court in the United States. Don't get me wrong. This is a problem with all the democracies and republics all over the world. There's a good book about it. It's called Towards the Aristocracy from a Canadian leftist professor called Ren Hirschel. And he explains that this is the problem that's happening in Canada. This problem is happening in Israel. You couldn't believe what's happening in Israel. The Supreme Court over there, they don't even have a constitution. So they can do whatever they want. They can decide whatever they want. Now, imagine you're a billionaire globalist like George Soros or Bill Gates, or pick one, okay? Imagine you're one of them, and you want to shape the world to your own image or your beliefs, okay? What do you prefer? To support, like, I don't know, 300 candidates for the U.S. Congress. You want to support 300 to have a big majority. Some of them will lose, and you have to support like candidates for the Senate, fund their campaigns and all that. Or do you want to have control over a couple of judges? And your control might be financial, might be throughout interest, might be social influence, if you hang out in the same places, if you have the same idea, if you went to the same schools. You know, most of the justices on the Brazilian Supreme Court, you know where they went to school? Harvard Law School. That's where they come from. Our justices, the guys who are doing this. So, like I said, we're not that different.
No, it's true. We're not that different. And I would hope that both Brazil and the United States can come out of this communist grip and the corruption, because really we make great allies. We have a lot of things in common. We could do great things in trade and engineering and innovation and finance. So I would love to see us both come out of this on the other side. But it's got to be eerie to sit there in Brazil, and we just watched it from the United States, to have Lula get out of prison and then become the president. I mean, it's just crazy. But I guess, you know, we've got a corrupt president here as well as Joe Biden. All right, Paolo, I appreciate your time and your expertise on this subject. We're going to be uploading this full interview on X as well so people can share it and get this information out. Where can people follow you?
They can follow me on X. Most of my English content is on X. It's at Rio P. Figueiredo, my P, my first, the letter of my first name, and Figueiredo, my last name, at Rio P. Figueiredo. I'm over there posting about Brazil in English full time, all the time. Everything that happens is over there.
You're a great Brazilian patriot, and we thank you for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWars.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Cover some videos here. We've been busy today hearing from Alex in the first hour. Great guest just departing now. We got another great guest coming up dealing with how the nanotechnology they're putting in cosmetic products ties into the mRNA that they're putting in the vaccines. Now it's just completely destroying your natural biology and who knows what else. And so Diane Kaiser was very popular a couple weeks ago. A lot of people were sending me messages and reaching out on X saying, hey, I'd like to ask this question or that question. So she's going to come back on, and then we'll open up the phone lines. You can actually talk to her directly about some health concerns you may have. Now, have not plugged yet today. InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you support us. It's a great way for us to stay independent, stay on the air, is just reach out to the audience, provide you with a great product. You shop there. You keep us on the air. We don't have to deal with the big pharmaceutical ad buys. We don't have to deal with the big Hollywood ad buys, the big fast food ad buys, all that other stuff. We just say, here's a great product under our name, under our label. Our team puts it together and brings it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's groundbreaking supplements like Nascent Iodine, Survival Shield X3, whether it's great books written by Alex Jones, his most recent, you can still get an autographed copy while they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's the emergency food supplies, insurance you can eat in case Joe Biden collapses the planet, starts World War III, whether it's the water filters that I think are just a necessity for any home to have a water filter. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you be filtering your water for your family, your friends, everybody that comes over as visitors? So all of these are great ways. So it's the supplements, it's the books, it's the T-shirts, it's the emergency food supplies, it's the water filters. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And so you want to keep Alex Jones in the fight, you want to keep this show on the air, shop at InfoWarsStore.com. So Donald Trump was active today. And we'll do some compare and contrast with Trump and Biden. It's really not even close. But let's go to Trump. He went to a Chick-fil-A in Atlanta, Georgia. We all love that fried chicken. And so here is Trump. Let's see here. We should have a couple of these clips. Yeah, I thought there was a different one here. Well, here's Donald Trump getting loads of support at a Chick-fil-A in Atlanta, clip 19.
Come here, let me give you a
That's really nice. We took care of the black colleges, universities, they're taken care of now. And she understands it. A lot of people don't understand it. Biden did nothing for them.
I did everything.
Y'all, how y'all
been suffering, y'all?
That's really nice, huh?
There's no house. You two know each other.
So President Trump talking about the under his administration, the programs and funds that he's provided to African American colleges, and that.
So it was nothing but a love fest. It's totally organic. The energy is organic. Biden has none of it. I mean, as soon as Trump walked into the Chick-fil-A, you can see the energy, and it shifts entirely. All the workers there excited to see him, and he puts in the order, buys everybody chicken sandwiches and milkshakes, and talks about the great chicken from Chick-fil-A. And so that's organic. That's a man of the people. That's Donald Trump. And it's just a totally different experience with Joe Biden, where Biden can walk through a restaurant and people don't even notice or care, or they don't even want to look at him, or they want to spit on the ground he walks on, because everybody knows he's crooked. Everybody knows he's corrupt. And what he's done as president for this country has been an absolute disaster. So there's all kinds of that footage out there. But it's just, it's natural. It's organic. It's the human touch. Trump has it. Biden does it. Now, Biden seemingly has, maybe he's kind of touched in another way. Here's Biden. He has to get led like a dog during a service here. It's embarrassing. The Marine here has to lead him around like a dog on a leash because Biden doesn't know where he is. So instead of doing the normal, you know, march and the standard gait that they would have, he has to sit there and show Joe Biden where to go. Look at this embarrassment in clip 22. So he has to show Biden, you got to go over here and then go over there. He can't even do his normal walk. He can't even do his normal march. He can't even do the professional gait, because Joe Biden doesn't know where he is or where he's going in front of the White House. It's just embarrassing. It's just sad. It's so obvious, too, isn't it? It's just so obvious. All right. right. Now, man, there's so much else to get to here. I don't even know where to go. How about, this is just nuts. Here's Chuck Schumer. Let's go to Chuck Schumer here. Impeachment should not be used to settle policy disagreements. Wait a second. I'm sensing some irony here, Chuck. Clip 18.
Colleagues say you're going to offer a motion to dismiss the impeachment charges on Thursday. Are you at all concerned that if some Democrats in tough races vote for that, you come back to haunt them on the campaign trail?
Look, we're going to try and resolve this issue as quickly as possible. Impeachment should never be used to settle policy disagreements.
Interesting, because that's exactly what the Democrats did with Donald Trump. That's exactly what they did. It was policy disagreements, so they impeached Donald Trump. But this isn't about policy disagreements, so it's a stack of lies. It's about record numbers of illegal immigrants pouring over the border. It's about hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars going towards illegal immigrants and their housing and their food and their travel costs and their clothes and everything else. That's not you could say it's a policy disagreement. Yeah, I guess Republicans don't like illegal immigration. Democrats do. But no, this isn't a policy disagreement. This is outright criminal activity of illegal immigration and the Biden administration facilitating it and then stealing Americans' money to fund the criminal activity. Now, Representative Michael Cloud was talking to Mayorkas about this, and this clown Mayorkas refuses to answer the question because they're caught, folks. The Biden administration, Mayorkas, is caught. They have engaged in the largest human smuggling operation, the largest invasion of any country in the history of the world. Yes, in the history of the world, Joe Biden, Mayorkas, and the Democrats have facilitated the largest human trafficking operation and invasion in any country of all time in the history of this planet. And here's Mayorkas trying to dance around that in clip 25.
Could you speak to any authorities that Congress has removed from you or the president since taking office?
Congressman,
Congress removed any authorities from you or the president since you've taken office?
Congressman, the
point. That's a yes or no question.
Congressman, the point that you make with respect to Border Patrol agents is exactly why.
You're filibustering. I asked you a yes or no question.
Congressman, the point that you make.
Has Congress removed any authorities from you or the president since you've taken office?
Congressman, the point that you make with respect to Border
Patrol
agents.
The answer is no. I'd also make the point that you have approximately 20% larger budget than Trump had. The president has made the point that he can't secure the border. He can't get down to because he is waiting on Congress to move. And I just point that out to belay that and to point out the truth of the fact that he has every single authority as President Trump. He has more resources at his disposal than President Trump, yet he has done everything he can to undermine the security of our border.
So Biden has more money, more resources than Trump, but it's not being used to secure the border. It's being used to facilitate the invasion and the human smuggling operation. But do you see what that rat Mayorkas does there? They know exactly what they're doing. A congressman, in regards to what you said, all filibuster, refuses to answer the question. Because if he answered the question honestly, he'd be embarrassed. Because you lie to the American people. You have more resources, more financial support than Trump. You're facilitating the border invasion, and you're doing it intentionally. You're a criminal.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.